We are working our way through Matthew, and I've been praying about where to go after we finish the Sermon on the Mount. I think we're going to keep on continuing Matthew. There's some great themes in there that I think just really apply to this church. So if everybody will find Matthew 7, it's on page 1500. And let's pray. Father, I pray right now, this is a powerful, important message, that you would speak to our hearts. Let our hearts be open to what you are going to say into your word now. We pray in Jesus' name. So again, continuing through the Sermon on the Mount, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Isn't that a great verse? Do you know what that means? That means whatever we ask God for, he has to give it to us. It's like a blank check. Isn't that cool? That's supposed to buzz. It's supposed to give me a buzzing sound. It's wrong, isn't it? No, it's actually programmed in. It just didn't buzz. I'm so disappointed in technology. I told you technology would let you down. No, the volume was up because you heard the video. Yeah, that was supposed to come out with this. You know, like at a basketball game, that's the sound it was supposed to make, and I was supposed to be all shocked and going, "Oh man, isn't that awful?" Bzz, you know, does that mean possibly that God doesn't give us what we really want? Correct. Oh, another time. There's no more sounds in the slideshow. Woo. Yeah. How many of you have noticed that there are times when you ask God for something, you don't get what you want? Is that right?
Like sounds.
Yeah, you know, like sounds when they're supposed to make sounds. Yeah. Here's a phrase you're going to hear me say a lot. God's purpose is not to make you happy, but to make you holy. Let that one sink in. The main purpose. So let's look back at our verse here. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, to him who knocks it will be opened. If you look in the Greek, when he talks about asking, he's talking about asking and continually asking. Not just the one time. Seeking, keep on seeking. Knocking, keep on knocking. Kind of reminds me of this little story of I call it the persistent widow. And I'll just read it to you, but this is from Luke chapter 18. It says, and he spoke a parable to them, that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. And saying, there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me, for my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And she was wearing him out. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth? That's why I've been emphasizing prayer for this church. Prayer that God would get the word out, that we would be, once again, a church that reaches this community. And then it says, or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Verse 10. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask of him. There's some words in there I think we need to really look at specifically. If you then being evil, you really, compared to the Lord, we are all evil. Our desires are not lined up with his. That is why we need to be born again. But Jesus says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask of him? That's how loving our Heavenly Father is. He gives us good things. In fact, one of your verses you looked up, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now, I want to tell you a little story. And I want you to imagine a father who was very rich, I mean really rich, and he's sending his son off to college, and his son says, Dad, I need a new car. Dad agrees, he needs a new car. Well, what's that son thinking about? Something like this. Can you imagine that? Yeah, that's what the son wants. And so Dad goes shopping, and guess what he buys him? A Volvo 144. It's a good car, although the son says, Dad, you might as well have bought me this. Now, I chose this particular model on purpose. You take that, paint it dark green, that's Ralph. When we were stationed over in Germany the first time, we bought this car, only it was dark green. We called it Ralph because it made the funniest noises when the differential would start to go. So when we'd start up, it would go, Rank. It would kind of make a Ralph sound. But that car was solid. One of my favorite stories I love to tell is when we drove up to, from we were stationed at Ramstein, which was about two hours drive from Frankfurt. And Debbie's parents came over for a visit. And so we went up to pick them up at the airport, and we got some lunch there at Rhein-Main Air Base, and then we headed out onto the Autobahn to head home. Now, do you know what the speed limit is on the Autobahn? No, there is no speed limit. There is no speed limit. So as fast as you can go is how fast you can go. And in fact, they actually teach you in the defensive driving class over there that if you are on the Autobahn, you stay in the right-hand line. It's not like here. Because if you happen to be passing and you look and you see headlights way back there, get to the right-hand lane as fast as you can, because you're about to be blown by. There was a guy who visited Germany and always wanted to drive on the Autobahn. He got one of those fancy Porsches, and he's out there. He's doing about 100 miles per hour, and he got passed by a nun in a Volkswagen bus. Happens all the time. And so when we pulled out onto the Autobahn, now this little car, even though it had a 4-cylinder engine, this sucker would do 130 miles per hour and do it all day. And so we pulled out onto the Autobahn, got right up there around 120, 130, and Debbie's mom looked up and says, are we really going that fast? Her dad said, nah, don't worry, Ma. Them are kilometers. Debbie looked back and said, them are miles. Well, while we were over there, I stopped at a stoplight. The car behind me decided to go through the light and crunched the back end of our car. It did about $2,000 worth of damage to the front of his car. And this is a picture of one of those from the from the junkyard to show the backside. And in fact, I really want to zoom in on that taillight, because that taillight fixture was the only thing that was broken. Even though it did $2,000 worth of damage to the other car.
So this totally through the intersection.
Yeah.
All the way through, he hit us that hard.
And so that's the only thing that was broken. I went down to the local German pick and pull, and I got that red piece there, and I pulled the four light bulbs out of both sides, screwed it into the car. You'd never know it had ever been hit. This car is built like a tank. The only thing missing was the gun turret. And that's why the dad got him that car, because it was a safe car. Dad knew what he really needed. It wasn't what he wanted. Sometimes God says no. And why does God say no? One of the other verses you guys looked up. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight war and you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. James is writing to Christians. Amazingly enough, you should read this in the actual King James. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even from your lusts that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You kill. You desire to have. You cannot obtain. You fight war, yet you have not because you ask not. And you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it on your lusts. That's why God doesn't give us everything we want. We ask wrongly. And he wants us to align our requests with him. Let me tell you another story. There was a man, it's a true story, back in the 1960s. There was a young man who was legally blind. He could see shadows, but that was it. And he was totally enamored with drag racing. Right around the corner from where I grew up is Dragway 42. And I got to work there one summer. And if you've ever been, you know, if you want a thrill in your life, especially any of you who like cars, you should be standing about 5 feet away from one of these guys when they do their burnout. I mean, just when they come up to the line, boom, 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 and you can feel it hitting your chest. It's just the power in these cars is just absolutely amazing. This is a dragster.
What track?
No, this one here.
On street.
But not a street. Oh, no. This is on the quarter mile track. And so this, now, believe it or not, this blind man, who was legally blind, all he could see was shadows, desired. He said, oh, I would just love one time to drive one of these things. Well, that would be pretty dumb. And yet there was an organization very similar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It wasn't that organization, it was something very similar. Decided we can let him do that. Just simply hit the accelerator, go, and then hit the brakes. And guess what happened? He crashed and he died. He asked to drive this dragster, and it was a very, shall we say, harmful thing for him to drive that thing. It costed his life. And so our God, being a good God, will sometimes tell us no, especially when we ask for things that are sinful, things that will destroy us. He is a good father. Again, God's purpose is not to make you happy, but to make you holy. Again, in our passage, what man among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It says need, not necessarily what you want. One time when I was stationed over in Korea, was leading a Bible study. And me being the thinker that I am, pulled up this verse right here. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Then I posed the question, what does that mean? Does that mean that God is going to put the desires in your heart? Or that he's going to fulfill your desires? Which one does it mean? And I had an argument going. So my question to you is, what does it mean? I know Debbie knows the answer, but I'm going to ask her not to say it. But for the rest of you, which is that? Which way does that go? Anybody? Okay, Deb.
If you delight yourself in the Lord, then your desire is going to be for what he wants.
So he will take the actual desire, put it in your heart, and then fulfill that desire. And talk about making you happy. Because now your wants and desires are lined up with what God wants. And then God's purpose is not to make you happy, but to make you holy. All through the New Testament, we hear about Christ-likeness, becoming like Jesus. And you know God's going to do it. He's going to fulfill that. Beloved, now are we the children of God, but it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All our life, God is working to make us more and more and more like Jesus. And in that day, when we see him face to face, it will be fully fulfilled. What an amazing promise.